I've recorded a lot of songs, a lot of new songs, but also a lot of traditional songs of faith, songs that would be important to Roman Catholics, but also other Catholic traditions, Presbyterians, Methodists, and also Anglicans who share this common land with us, that share Ireland and share a common bond of our Christian faith and so many of our same Christian values, and we share many of the songs. Because I sing a lot with the other traditions, that's an important part of my lay ministry. And I've learned a lot from the other traditions as well, and, you know, everything from Amazing Grace right down to more modern present days in Ireland. We've also included the Nazarene, the song called Come Follow Me, written by a Connemara priest recently and has been very popular, I'm not quite sure in the cities, but certainly in all the rural radio stations around the country. It has been a very, very popular song for a number of singers, including myself, and we took that from the Gravel and Grace album and included it for the Songs of Faith collection, which is out now with Veritas.
And would you say that your music is different to liturgical music?
No, in some ways, yes. You'll get some James Kilbane albums, and I would say to anybody that I wouldn't necessarily feel some of the material would be appropriate for a church service. However, are they appropriate for somebody who's in life and searching for something in their faith, or maybe not a regular mass goer, but do believe in God? But for some reason, they're not quite in that space at the moment. And yes, there is a lot of my music that is what I call faith-based. We call it Christian country, you might call it country gospel. And I've recorded a number of albums with material like that. But Amazing Grace, The Old Rugged Cross, Faith of Our Fathers, there are songs which are on the Songs of Faith collection, this new collection. And you know, it's one of those things that you could use those in church. They are traditional hymns, but they're mixed in with other material. At the end of the day, I'm not ordained, and I sing people. I would sing songs of faith for social issues, not just for necessarily for the use of church. Like our Lord sat at the Last Supper at the table, but he also stood at the well. He gave us the Last Supper, and that's so important to us in our Mass. But we mustn't forget the day he was also at the well with a woman who had seven husbands, and she wasn't with the same person, any of those husbands. He was a different man she was with at the time. And that's quite a social, similar issue. You don't necessarily always get the songs, get that message in liturgical music. But, you know, you will get something in there that hopefully in some of my work, some of my Christian music, that will reach and maybe mean something to somebody in a different space. I'm not saying somebody who has had, but alcoholism, people with addictions, people with social issues, people who are down and out, people who have breakup of marriages, people who have adversity in their lives. They thought they'd always have nice homes, nice family, nice food, nice cars, nice everything. And all of a sudden they can't put their kids to school anymore. They can't put bread on the table. They don't know what the future holds. Liturgical music doesn't necessarily reach out to those people. But that's something that is part of my ministry, and I try to do that. But I don't, within the Songs of Faith collection, it's got 20 great classic songs, but it's also got One Day at a Time in there for somebody who's struggling, and also the Nazarene song, Come Follow Me, because that's also a great song of adversity and overcoming it, and also believing and having the faith that Jesus is there for us.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about your work as being a lay ministry, and yet you don't really get support from the church, you have to produce the music and live and die by it, essentially.
Yeah, if things don't work for James Kilbane, I don't have a diocese giving me a check. And that was a choice. I'm not going to be a priest. I'm not going to be a monk or at this stage I'm not. I've a family. I've a loving wife. You know, and we were 25 years together now. 24 years together. She'll kill me for not kind, but anyway. You know, that's human nature, and that's where I am. I don't know. The people, I live on the people's support. Mm. The people, you know, and that has to give me, you know, I have to be socially conscious of various different dynamics because I don't have a wage coming from the diocese. Are various different things, and that's not, there's lots of people in other ministries and music ministries and various different ministries around the diocese and around the country, and congratulations, and they get great support. But in some, there's a lot of people around the country who would like to try and do more of music ministry, and I think that could be something that the church could look at into the future here in Ireland. I do think in the other traditions, Presbyterian, Anglican, but certainly in the Presbyterian tradition, there seems to be a greater awareness or a greater kind of structured support for lay ministry, and what I'm aware of is music ministry. And I'm very delighted to be working with Veritas. Veritas are the leading religious book supplier in books and music and gifts throughout the country. They have shops all around the country. From Derry, Belfast, Letterkenny, Ennis, Cork, Naas, two in Dublin here. The head office is in Abbey Street. They have great, and they supply so much and they do so much good work. So it was a great natural gravity to go and work with them, and I'm delighted, and hopefully we'll do more work with them into the future. But it's a great coming together, and I'm very pleased and very happy, and I thank God for that.